Thank you, Heather. Wow, that's a tremendous song, When God Is Near. And I don't know about you, but I want God near. That's what I want. And I want to welcome you today. We're so glad that you're here. Happy Valentine's Day. I noticed the people dressed in red. The rest of us forgot, I guess. But, I'm so glad that you're here today. And we're in message two of this series entitled Simplify. And one of the things, if you weren't here last week, let me catch you up a bit. Simplify is about actually learning to deal with things in our life that we have to manage our time. And we learned that last week that you can be very busy, but busy about non-essential things, unimportant things. And we talked about that. And, you know, it seems like everywhere you go, you hear people, you ask, well, how you doing? And the common response that most people give is, we are busy. We're busy. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just so many people tell me, yeah, we're busy, we're busy, we're busy. And all I can think of is, well, I'm with you, but could it be that we're too busy? Could it be that we've complicated our lives to the place where our lives, God did not intend it to be that way? And so I'm talking about simplifying our life. The idea of simplify is the idea of simplified living is about more about doing less. It's being who God called us to be with a wholehearted, single-minded focus. That's what Bill Hybel said in his book entitled Simplify. Basically, we learned the fact that simplify means that we have to turn away from those non-essential things in our life. Obviously, we can't do everything. We can't do all the things that everybody else wants us to do, all the things the world says we need to do. I mean, we just can't do all those things, so we have to make choices. And when we talk about time is not really, if you would, just that clock or that calendar. Time is life. We're talking about your life and my life. When we use the word time, we're going to have to equate that with our life. And no doubt about it, it's not easy to keep our lives simple. I mean, it seems like there's a world that's just compounding and adding more and more things to our overcrowded schedules. And so I want to preach today on the subject going from being overscheduled to being organized. And some of you might say, man, I don't know how to do that. How can I do that? Well, we have to look and think about our life. Now, I said that if we look at our time or our calendar, we would say that's our life. So maybe some of you, this is what your life looks like. That you just have calendars that are just so stuffed with multiple activities. And you could find many to add to it. In fact, I noticed below that might be some maybe later in the evening type things you could do. You could just add so much to that your life is just so overwhelmed that you have this tired feeling, that you're exhausted, and you really have no margin to let God speak to your heart. You have no margin to make wise decisions. Your life is just so complex and so complicated that many times if you wake up in the morning, you don't know if you're in your home or in some other place or what you're supposed to do or what day it is because your life is so complicated. And it's sad when people get that way because at that point, we are not managing, if you would, the time that we have. One man said it this way, a person who has learned to master his time is one who has learned to master his life. If you can learn to master your time, if you can learn how to take and manage what God has given to us, because can I be real honest with you? The time that you're given is not even yours. God gives it to you on loan. You are to manage God's time with your life. You are to manage what you have. It's what life is. Now, the truth of the matter is, for a believer, I have a little different view on time. believers do. We see things differently. We see life differently. We don't look at life like the rest of the world, where they're trying to fill up their calendars to make themselves feel like they're really important. But they look at time much differently. They see time as a, if you would, what God wants them to see it as. And they understand that this time that you and I have is that which God wants us to invest. Consider this. In Psalm 90, verse 12, the Bible says, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." So the wisest thing we can do is to take what time that we have here, make the choices, the right decisions that God wants us to make with the time that we have, that is our life, and use them to honor God with our life. That's what God says. Teach us to number our days, that we may not be able to do it all. And there are things I'm sure all of us know that we can enjoy. There are things that we would like to do. There are things everybody else wants us to do. And then there are things that are essential. There are things that are important. There are things that really do matter. And when we invest our time, we invest them into those things that God says, wise are those investments. So how are you using your time? You know, the very first best investment in your time is to give your life to Jesus Christ. The moment we realize that we can't go to heaven because we're good people, and the only reason why we can go to heaven is because we have a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. And the moment that we receive Him as Savior, our lives are changed, and now at that point, we have invested our time, or are made our investment in not only this time, but in all eternity. Because now we can say that we have Jesus Christ as our Savior. But now as a believer, and I see time differently, then let me ask you a question. What were to happen if you were to take your calendar, your time, your life, and let God take charge of it? What if God were to take charge of it? In other words, when God takes charge of your schedule, you become what He wants you to be. When God now takes over, it's not your event and your life, and you have to kind of plug God in somewhere along here, and you plug God in here, and you put Him there, and you do all these other things. And then, you know, kind of like, because some people kind of have this idea that God has my Sunday and I got the rest of the week. But what happens when God has your life? What happens when God takes over your calendar, your schedule? What about when now you go from living for yourself and plugging God in to where God is in charge of your calendar? How will it look? How different will it be when God takes charge? You know, something I found that's a wise thing to do. Paul writes about that in Ephesians chapter 5. You take your Bibles and turn there with me to Ephesians chapter 5. And Paul is writing about a person who has understood what it means to be a Christian, and at that point has made the decision to go from living a reckless, loose, aimless life with no priorities to living a life where God is number one in his life. God is his priority. And notice, if you would, here's what the Bible says. It says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." So here's what he says. He says that for a believer then, that I'm going to walk circumspectly. That means I'm going to look around. I'm going to be aware of my environment. I'm going to be aware of what's happening around me. And I'm also going to be aware of the fact that God is my priority. And the decisions that I make on a daily basis, and what I do and where I go and how I handle myself, all of that is wrapped around not how to advance me or how to make somebody else happy or how to do whatever somebody else wants me to do, but it means for me that I'm going to honor God with my life. That's what the Bible says. But I have to make a choice to do that. Because I could make a choice, as it says, not as fools, meaning that it would be foolish for me to ignore God and to live my life any way I want to and live as if there's no priorities in my life. Because the bottom line is, if I choose to honor God, then I'm going to want to know what is the will of God in every aspect of my life. What does God want me to do about this and taking this job? And how am I raising my kids, and how about my marriage, and how do I get along with my wife or my husband, and all the other things that come along with that. What God is teaching us is that we are to make priority choices, that we are to make these decisions, and that we have to simplify our life. But the idea of the world is it's going to complicate our lives and keep adding more and more to our life to the place where we're just kind of making quick snap decisions and we're not even allowing God to work in our life. Well, there's no margin for God to work in our life. So God says it's time for us to slow down. Believers have to slow down. I realize we live in California. I mean, all you got to do is get on the freeway and you see how fast everyone's going. But let's be honest. God is reminding us how important it is that we just kind of slow ourselves down and listen to God. You know, Heather was singing this song about when God is near. How do we know when He's near if we're not listening? How do we know that God is really there if we're not even aware of His presence in our life? You see, the bottom line is this: every one of us, we all could make foolish choices about what is essential. I read about a company executive who had a very important board meeting. He was really a high-end executive for his company, made a lot of money. He was going to have they were having an executive board meeting. He needed to be there. And it was scheduled, but he had something really interesting happen. His wife was expecting a baby on the exact date of the board meeting. The day came for the board meeting, and sure enough, she went into labor. He had to take his wife to the hospital, and you know what he did? He dropped her off at the hospital, and he went to the board meeting. He got a phone call in the middle of the board meeting from someone who had stayed with his wife as well and told him that he was a new father, and they asked what the phone call was about, and he told them. And they asked him what he was doing there. Why did you come to this meeting? Your wife's having a baby. Your wife needed you. Your wife needed you more than you needed to be here at this board meeting. And they fired him because his priorities were wrong. And by the way, that man made a foolish decision to ignore his family for his job. And I'm wondering, how many times do we ignore God for ourselves? How many times do we just say, God, sorry, too busy for you? It's so strange. I think sometimes that's what we do. We find ourselves, we say, well, I'm so busy, I don't have time. For God, it's not your time anyway. God owns your time. Really, every breath that you breathe and every opportunity we have to get up and every day that we can see another day, that's a gift from God. That's why it's called presence. God has given that to us, and we have to understand that as a believer in Christ, that I realize that all of the time that I have and what I have is, though short it might be, I'm to manage my time wisely. Craig Rochelle said this: wise time management is not doing more, but doing more of what matters the most. And what does matter the most? What does matter the most? That, I mean, do we add more things to our schedule? Do we do more and more of this? Or what does really matter the most? If you ask someone, they'll say something like, well, you know, I've got this and I've got that. Look, we all have priorities. Every one of us do. But where are your priorities on your calendar, your schedule, in your life? Where are they? What are your priorities? Well, I'm going to suggest there's some basic priorities that every believer should have. And let's just kind of look at them. Number one, church attendance. How many of you agree with me that church attendance should be a really priority in a Christian's life, right? Absolutely. It should be there. So let me ask you, on your calendar, do you have church on your calendar? You know, here's what some people have. They have church on the calendar except when other things come up that are more important. Really? Really? Is that what really matters the most? Sometimes people say something to me like this, aren't you proud of me, Pastor? I came to church today. And I want to say, yeah, I'm proud of you, but you should be here anyway, right? That's a priority. You know, or almost didn't come. But the truth of the matter is, if you want to hear from God, church is where you ought to be on Sunday morning. If you want to hear from God, you want God to speak to your heart, you want to be the believer that God wants you to be, you want God to shape your life, you want God to work in your life, you want God to grow you as a believer, when you come to church, that's such a vital part of it. Someone says, oh, I can listen to preaching on the radio and all those kind of things. I understand that. Sure, you can. But coming to church is not about just the preaching. It's about singing the songs. It's about giving. It's about sharing. It's about fellowship. It's about growing together. Do you realize that Jesus, when he was in the first century, he went to the tabernacle? Here's what the Bible says. It says that he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, as was his custom. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. You see, God uses this idea of church, God uses that as the primary tool to make us what he wants us to become. But then there's another priority that's important, is personal time with God. This is the game changer. Every person in here, if you are too busy that you can't take 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes or whatever, to open up your Bible and sit in the presence of God and read your Bible and let God speak to your heart, you may not get through. It may take you 4 years to get through the whole Bible. It may take you, that's not the important part of it. The important part of it is that daily time alone with God is the game changer. It changes you. It's that which God works in our life. And if we're too busy for that, then we better stop what we're doing and get unbusy and simplify our life. Because, believer, nothing can be higher priority in your life than your personal time with God. Not a TV show, not a job, nothing can replace that. That is so important. And God says that he wants us to spend time with him. And you know, that connection with God and opening our heart to God, it's where I get my perspective on life and what God wants to do and how God just guides me and directs me and he works inside, and those fears and those anxieties and those disappointments and all those things that come along, it's where God works through my life and helps me through those things. But then there's a third priority, and that's family time. Oh, I think family times should be a special time. I mean, you know, honestly, I'm trying to work at this. We need to disconnect our phones and have family time. We need to turn off all the things that are distracting us and have family time. You know, the truth of the matter is, if you're struggling in your marriage, you need family time. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it might be that for couples, they need to have a date night once a week, once every other week. I mean, a date night. Just go out. I mean, it could be go out and walk by the marina, go down and eat a hamburger. I don't know. But every one of us need family time. That is so important. That is so replenishing. And so fills up our bucket, if you would. We looked at the bucket last week, that idea. It fills up our bucket. It brings for us. And time with our kids where we can spend time with them. Maybe they go shopping together. Maybe you can take the kids and go to the park or whatever it is. Or I think special holidays. You can barbecue. You can do things. It is so important that we not neglect our family. And if we're finding ourselves, we're involved in this, and we're doing this, and we're doing this, and we're neglecting our family, and we're watching our kids fall apart, or our families falling apart, it's time we say, wait a minute, we better simplify our life. We better slow down a little bit. We better back down a little bit. We don't have to do everything everybody tells us. It's just time that we do what God tells us to do. And I'm afraid sometimes that's what's happened to us. You know, really, to be honest with you, your calendar, when you look at it, it is not an event planning page. It is a priority scheduling. That's what it is. It's priority scheduling. It's when you sit down and you schedule your priorities. You look at what your priorities are, and you say, you know what? I need to put this on there. I need to put that on there. So I kind of look at my calendar as Sunday. I'm going to put my God on there, and then I'm going to put some time with my family. I think family vacations, all of those things. Look, we need to make sure that we not neglect our priorities. And part of the complications of a life where so many things occur, that's when we get our priorities out of whack, and that's exactly where the devil wants us to be. He wants to get us so confused and so disoriented, and you know, we're running here, we're going there, we're doing this, we're doing that, and before we know it, we are just so confused on really what is our priority. So we have family time. Third is work time. Work time. I know you would prefer me to leave that off. Nobody likes to work. But the work time is a responsibility from God. God, when Adam was put in the Garden of Eden, before there was Eve and before there was sin and all those things, there was work. He was to tend to the garden. He was to take care of what God had put in there. It was a responsibility. And work is a responsibility. And it's not that work was a curse. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, the reason why I have to work is because Eve and Adam sinned in the garden, and as a consequence of sin and punishment, I have to work. That's not true. Now, work became difficult because of that. But it's always a pleasure when we realize that we're doing what God wants us to do. We're fulfilling a responsibility. That's a priority. The strange thing is, though, so much of our calendar is filled with all of that and so little of all the other things. But then there's one more, recreation time. Now, you like that, don't you? Amen? We all need to have our buckets filled up. We need to recreate. We need to recreate, if you want to look at it that way. That means we kind of have to set aside and kind of disconnect for a little time and recreate our life and get our life back to where it should be. This is where the family vacations and some of the family events and things like that. That's what we're talking about. Recreation, we need that. I think that's a priority. And I would put it on my calendar. In fact, here's a key. The key is not to prioritize what's on your calendar, but to calendar your priorities. That's the key. Yeah, it's not to prioritize what's on your calendar, but it's to calendar your priorities. Sit down and write it out. And I use the word calendar. It could be you might have a handheld. You might do it on your iPhone. You might do it on your Android, or you might do it on your computer. You just might just have it written or whatever, but calendar your priorities, because that's life. That's what your life is. Now, let me ask you a question this morning. What is your life filled up with? What do you have going on in your life? I mean, is it filled up with so many things that you're missing the important things in life? It can happen. And by the way, I don't think that anybody in here is trying to let that happen. I'm just saying it happens. I told you about my life. I told you what happened to me last week. That I was doing so many things that I was like, you know, just so disoriented. Wait a minute, hold on. I got to simplify my life. And I think we all need to simplify our life. You see, choosing to simplify our life means that we're choosing to adjust our priorities based on what God's time management responsibility that I have. That's what it's about, really. It's deciding what's important in my life and choosing to do those. By the way, if you are wondering what God wants you to do, maybe speaking to your heart right now about how about your church attendance? How about that? Maybe it's your family time. Maybe your marriage is falling apart, or maybe your family is struggling and you're trying to figure out what in the world do I need to do. I don't know, but let God tell you what you need to do. But I can tell you this, if you don't have it on your spiritual calendar, if you would, if you don't have it somewhere calendared, it's probably going to fall apart right before your eyes. What is it that God's speaking to you about? If you're a believer, here's what God says. Simplify your life that you can go from being overscheduled to being organized. By putting God first and keeping your priorities on track, you can live the abundant life that God intended you to have. You can. There's no doubt about that. Here's something I found really, really interesting to me. You know, whenever I learned to tithe, my wife and I, we've always been a tithing couple. But when we learned to tithe, here's something I found. When we tithed, God always let our money go further than we could ever imagine. You see, when we struggled financially would be the time that we would be tempted, or maybe for people I've met who weren't tithing, they were always struggling financially. Because I'm going to tell you this, when you put God first in your finances, God will take your money and make it go a lot further than you think you can do with 100% of it. But can I also remind you, not only that, true of money, that's true of your time. When you give your time to God, you say, well, you know, I don't have time to go to church. Oh, wait just a minute. When you give God priority time in your schedule and you calendar it, God's going to let you have plenty of time to do the other things. And there might be, in the middle of all that, God might say to you, you know what? You don't need to be doing this on Monday night. You don't need to be doing this on Thursday night. You don't need to be doing this on Wednesday night. That's a non-essential. Maybe it's time for you to just kind of say, you know what? God, okay, it's time for me to readjust, reorientate my life, because this is your time. And I'm not going to be here real long. I want to make sure and give my life to you, Lord. It's your time. It's no longer mine. And so often I've heard so many people say things like this. Well, buddy, Sunday's my day. Really? I've learned a long time ago, every day is God's day. Because God's only letting me here for a short time. How are you going to manage your life? That's the key. For the Christian life. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord.